The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, I just found out what a bigamist is. A bigamist is a man who makes the same mistake twice.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will come to order. Ginger, you're smiling from ear to ear. What's making you so happy?
Oh, it's just that Harold Phillips, the most eligible bachelor in town, said such nice things to me.
Harold Phillips said nice things to you?
Well, not exactly to me. But Harold told the shoeshine boy, whose brother Horace works for the Cranch Brothers.
And who are the Cranch Brothers?
It's a department store. Well, anyway, Horace told Willie Smith's Uncle Cy, who was getting a haircut at the barber shop, and he told Oscar Anderson, who told me what Harold Phillips said.
I don't believe it.
Are you insinuating that Harvey Simmons is a liar?
No, but would you mind repeating that question?
Well, Harvey was sitting next to Willie Smith's Uncle Cy, and he told everybody in town.
Yeah, but... did he tell the Cranch Brothers?
What do they have to do with this?
Well, I don't know. I just didn't want to see them left out in the cold. Now, what did Harold Phillips say about you?
He said, quote, Ginger is the kind of a girl who will be appreciated by anybody who appreciates that kind of a girl.
One word that describes you.
You're fantastic, fantastic.
Here's a story about O'Reilly. He was a hod carrier. It's a hot summer's day, and he's walking up and down with his hod. He's going up and down the scaffold, and on the fourth floor, he falls. He falls and he's killed. All his friends are there, and up speaks one fella. He says, this is a terrible thing. A terrible thing, he says, and somebody has got to go over to Mrs. O'Reilly. Somebody's got to break the news, but you got to be very gentle. You got to be as gentle as a lamb. And up spoke O'Hoolahan. He says, I'll go over, I'll break the news to her, and I'll do it right, because I'm a gentle soul, as you all know. I'll be as gentle as the smallest lamb. I'll be as gentle as a man can possibly be gentle. And he goes over, he rings the bell, the door opens, he says, I beg your pardon. I'd like to ask you a question. And the question is, does the widow O'Reilly live here? Mrs. O'Reilly says, my name is O'Reilly, but I'm not a widow. He says, how much do you want to bet?
Why are you looking at me like that, Mr. Holmes?
Well, I'm just thinking. The only way to get away from you is for me to take a nice long trip to the moon.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, honey, please don't do that. I can't stand it.
You're worried about me?
Promise me you won't take any chances.
All right, I promise.
After you get to the moon, please come right back.
I'm off. Meeting's adjourned.